Jack and the Beanstalk by Paul Galdon. As old Mother Twaddle was sweeping her floor, she found a new sixpence under the door. As she surveyed it with exquisite pleasure, she called her son Jack to look at her treasure. "I will comb thee and wash thee and make thee quite spruce. Thou shalt go to the fair and buy us a goose. For of all the good things I vow and protest, a fat, tasty goose is the thing I love best." When old Mother Twaddle had sent Jack to the fair, she hastened with onions and sage to prepare a savory stuffing for the delicate treat, and thought with what glee of the tidbit she'd eat. When Jack reached the fair, and round him was staring, a peddler cried out, "Buy this bean for a farthing. It possesses such virtues that sure as a gun, tomorrow it will grow near as high as the sun." Jack bought it for sixpence, then went to his mother, who at sight of the bean made a terrible pother. She gave him a scolding and slapped both his hands for having presumed not to mind her commands. Jack went to the garden and took up his spade, then put the rare bean in the hole he had made, expecting to find this great wonder of wonders, as tall as a tree, to make up for his blunders. Next morning Jack rose to view the large bean, when to his surprise, even the top was not seen. It made a long ladder, as strong as a rope, and Jack soon climbed on high, full of joy and of hope. He knocked at the door of a very grand place. A damsel came to it with a cap all of lace. "Oh, pray go from hence," cried this maid in a fright, "for a giant lives here, and he'll eat you this night." Jack begged to come in with so winning an air that she promised to hide him and pointed out where. He no sooner had hidden than the door opened wide, and in stalked the giant with a very long stride. Then the monster roared out, "Fay, fee, fo, fan! I smell the breath of an Englishman. If he be alive or if he be dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread." "Oh, wait, my dear giant, first drink some strong wine. Then on that dainty you may afterwards dine." He seized a large cup and tippled so deep that he tumbled down flat and fell fast asleep. Soon as Jack saw him fall, he crept from the bed, then snatched a large knife and chopped off his head. Thus he killed this great man, as he loudly did snore, and never again was a giant seen more. Jack sent for his mother to come up and dine, with a promise of goose and a bottle of wine. And as she did eat it with excessive delight, she approved of his bargain and said he'd done right. Jack sent for a parson, as he had a great mind, to marry the damsel, who is willing and kind. The parson came soon and made her Jack's wife, and they lived very happy to the end of their life. Here Jack and his wife and his mother are seen all dancing a jig round the wonderful bean.